All right. It's medication time. Time for another Dr. Kavarga podcast. So it's Dr. Kavarga. This episode I'll be reviewing Flight of Fury, which is a 2007 American action film written by Michael Kucich. And it's directed by him, and it's written by Joel Halpin and Steven Seagal. It also stars Steven Seagal along with Steve Toussaint, Angus McInnes, and Mark Bazley. And this is one of the more interesting movies I've seen. I heard about it on the Howard Stern show. let me go into this one. Air Force pilot John Sands, he was wrongfully imprisoned in a military detention center, and his memory is going to be chemically wiped out. I'm laughing at the purpose. It gets even better, but let me put it this way. This dude, he's so top secret. Like, nobody in the military knows about him. And he's in jail because he had just killed 200 people trying to rob a convenience store center by himself. They all had guns, and he just beat them all up with his hands. Hands and feet. He didn't do nothing. He just, he didn't need guns. He just took them all out. It's like John Wick or something. Anyways, his superiors were threatened by his knowledge that he gained from his assignments and to operations that were deemed to be too sensitive for regular intelligence services. So they want to wipe out his memory, like the Men in Black with the laser beam or whatever. Then later on, they have a top secret Air Force stealth bomber known as the X-77, which is a plane that. It is a jet that can be fully disappeared, and it's capable of going anywhere undetected. And then they have two people to pilot it, right? Well, the one dude, Air Force pilot Ratcher, steals the plane and takes over to Afghanistan or somewhere, and he takes over to some terrorists or whatever that they paid him off. So now the General Tom Barnes. Sands' former commander, he was arrested after taking down a group up at a rest stop. Like I said, he killed 200 people by himself just using his hands. it's revealed that Sands is Ratcher's trainer. So Barnes sends Sands to northern Afghanistan after getting out of jail for killing all the people with his bare hands, along with fellow pilot Rick Janik, to recover the X-77. I promise Sands that he'll be a free man if he succeeds in his mission. Okay, so then they get over and Barnes has Admiral Frank Pendleton, who's on an aircraft carrier in the Gulf of Arabia, keep a team of pilots on standby just in case the air tag needs to be launched on the compound where the X-77 has been hidden. But before Sands and Janik arrive in Afghanistan, a Navy SEAL team that was planted there to meet them is killed by a group of men led by Eliana Reed. Who's one of the terrorist mercenaries or whatever. And then Eliana kidnaps Janik, and he takes him to her boss, Peter Stone, the man who paid Ratchet $100 million to steal the X-77. So now we got mercenaries. It's not even terrorists. We got mercenaries and stuff going on. And so the whole team is dead. It's just Steven Seagal by himself. He's looking around. He's looking at the situation. It's 3,000 people guarding the plane. He's like, that's it. So then he's got to go. First, he's got to go find his people. 3,000 mercenaries or whatever guarding the plane. He goes to a village close to Stone's compound. Meets up with his contacts, Jessica and Rojar. It turns out Stone was born from a Muslim mother and a British father. So we're crushing all these backstories going on. Dean Seagal spent his childhood in the Middle East, but was educated in Oxford. So of course he's got this genius education. He can take down 3,000 terrorists by himself. He can fly planes. He's Superman, but he can't even lift his legs. And in fight scenes, he uses his hands. But he's got all this other stuff going on. He's Stephen Hawking. He's Bruce Lee or something like that. Bruce Lee from Enter the Dragon, even more of the backstory. Stone's brother was killed in an attack by U.S. troops during Desert Storm. As a result, a vengeful Storm formed the Black Sunday terrorist group. And his brother Eliana is his second command. He trains various guerrilla groups in the region, giving Stone foundation that he needs. So this is the bad guy. He's he's got like all this stuff going on. He's like, so like now Steven Skull's got a backstory. The bad guy's got a backstory. And he's like this super villain. So now Stone plans to use X-77 and its pinpoint precision to drop two biological warfare bombs undetected, one into Europe, and then one part of Europe and part of the United States, to spread disease all over the planet. Stone plans to pay Ratchet another $100 million to fly to X-77 and drop the two bombs. So then Steven Seagal and his two teammates, they plan to go into the compound and launch an attack. So he's looking at the situation. He sees 500 heavily armed mercenaries guarding the compound. He's like, I can do this. And he's like talking to the camera. Like, the other two aren't even there. He's just talking to the camera. This other guy like starts a gunfight with terrorists while Steven Seagal takes on even more terrorists and rescues Janik. And after they start arguing about the money, the other pilot guy shoots and kills Stone. It's like the terrorist guy. So Steven Seagal needs to fight him. So then he sends Steven Seagal he's punches the terrorists. And like in the middle of all this, he sees he got a gun. Then the terrorists the runner bolts. He pulls out a knife. So then Steven Seagal looks at the situation. He just throws down his gun, takes out a knife. So they have hand-to-hand combat. He knows a plane is about to blow up the whole world. He's like, it's like a hand-to-hand knife fight or whatever. And then the female kills the female terrorist. And then Janik catches Ratchet while Steven Seagal and the U.S. mercenary lady, leaving X-77, but Ratchet manages to shoot him. He gets an F-16, then we get a dogfight. And so, there's a guy who's got like a dogfight going on in the sky. And he finally makes the plane go invisible and shoots the guy down. And it ends with him flying the plane back home and the American flag is flying. Oh my god, this is one of the most hilarious movies I've ever seen, but oh my goodness, it's fantastic stuff. I mean, Steven Seagal is the man. Oh man, goodness. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one. Here's Podcast Corgan, sending myself, Swooted On, Rockstar Ryan, and our producer, King Kyle. Peace out, peeps. Have a good one.